You're listening to the Ocular Pop Podcast. I'm Kristen Garcia, and this is Austin Black.
Hey, there is a wasp right there. Just don't move.
Of course, that's what happened when we're shooting our podcast.
So this is a perfect segue into saying that we are on location again, and that's kind of going to be the norm for this podcast.
Yes, so bear with us through distractions like this. Right now we're in Fort Worth. It's 100 degrees. We're sweating, but it's okay. We'll make it through it.
I think my laptop might explode.
We're at the Amon Carter Museum of American Art in Fort Worth. So if you see people in the background, if you're watching on YouTube, that's why. If you hear cars driving by, we're close to a street, but that's kind of what we want to do. We want to be in a new location for every podcast.
Yeah, I think the whole aim of the podcast is to be a little bit more candid, a little bit more raw. So you might notice a few like errors in the sound quality. You know, we are next to a street, but we want it to be on location. We want it to be conversational. So that's what we're hoping to do.
So thank you for listening. We appreciate it. So today's topic is a couple things you might not know about us just from watching YouTube or following us on social media. We're going to be talking about music, tattoos, why we almost moved to New York.
Yeah.
And our favorite places to travel.
Totally.
Four topics. So let's start with music.
Music. So basically, I think, especially in YouTube, it gets really lost in the mix that we do have a very specific music taste. And we do, I think that's something that is a very big identifier for both me and you. And
we're kind of nerdy about it.
We're really nerdy about it. Because, you know, I generally will use only music that I have permission with on YouTube. There are a few exceptions that I consider to be like fair use, or like my channel gets monetized by somebody else. But in general, I'm using stuff that I have permission to use. But we really spend a lot of time really diving into some obscure artists, from like indie music to just straight up like experimental stuff.
Yes. So we'll like find a cool band, we'll find a new band, and we'll listen to it for probably a month straight. We'll like remember all their songs. We'll find out like the inspiration behind the songs, behind the albums. Like we'll like find every fact on this artist. So right now, what is our kick, Austin?
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
So this is a band we've known about for quite a while. They're always in Pitchfork reviews. Anthony Fantano's always reviewing their music.
They're just so prolific.
Yeah, but you know, I've tried to listen to them and I've been like, oh my god, this is so weird.
Yeah.
And then they came out with an album back like, what was it, December?
Yeah, November? Gumboot Soup?
No.
Flying Microtonal Banana?
No. The one, Sketches of Brunswick album.
Yes.
That one is the first album I listened to, and it was like, okay. The whole album was really accessible, and I liked it. But just recently, we really got into them, and the more I find out about the artists and their intentions behind the albums, the more I like them.
Yeah. So we were talking about all the albums. They released 5 albums last year, so that's why we were having a little bit of confusion which one we were talking about.
Yeah.
But, they're a super cool band. Like, and each album will kind of be devoted to, like, a concept. For example, the album Flying Microtonal Banana, they went and had all of their instruments refretted for microtonal tuning, which is like an Eastern way of doing things where a microtone is like the note between a semitone in Western music.
And so it sounds very like watery and like Middle Eastern, like very chill
music.
They
use Turkish horns called the Zurna.
Yes, it's very super worldly. Cool. I like it a lot. It's very artistic and creative, and I think that's something that we both look for in music.
Yeah.
It's like an art. I love listening to obscure music. So people on my Instagram might make fun of me for the concerts we go to, but that's my intention behind it. I don't think we really find much from just, like, passively listening to the radio, which is okay if you do. There's nothing wrong with that.
Totally.
But they're creative people. We're creative people.
Totally. Well, and something I've been wanting to do is we heard somebody at the B&H Depth of Field conference talking about listening to music while you're shooting, whether that be a wedding or a vlog or something. And that's something that I think I would be interested in doing.
Yeah, just whip on some headphones while you're shooting a wedding. You don't listen to the people, and it's you're probably more in the zone and you're probably getting cooler shots.
Yeah. No,
so
totally.
Does this mean we need to both invest in some wireless headphones?
I think so. Yeah. I've got these wireless Jabra ones that are pretty good, but Kristen's been kind of waiting it out to see which ones she should get.
I haven't bought headphones yet, but I do like these Jabra ones, and they're pretty affordable.
They're affordable. They're $60.
Put it in like the Amazon link.
Yeah.
Buy them.
So we talked about King Gizzard. Let's talk a little bit about Ariel Pink.
Okay, yes. Yeah. So
who's Ariel Pink?
I'm always Instagram storying. We've seen Ariel Pink twice. Ariel Pink is my favorite artist. He's from LA. He makes bedroom music. It's very lo-fi. It's very obscure.
Totally.
But I was so pumped to see him a few months ago for the second time. I wanted to be front row. And then it turns out that two of our friends were going for the opener band. And
Dive.
So, Dive. So they're a little more normal, I guess. I mean, they're still weird, but
you know, those normies.
I don't know. I kind of like got into them after seeing them open. But anyways, so like I was really nervous to be with friends at this concert because we know how obscure he is, especially live. So after Ariel Pink played like about three songs, he's like screaming and like it's very obscure.
Yeah.
Our friends ended up leaving. And I feel like I almost got like an epileptic episode at that concert.
Yeah, it was actually a really crazy show. He had these projections that were done by some artist that were really cool.
Yeah, it was really insane. But I think he's a really creative person. One of
totally.
My favorite artists. If you see my Instagram and you're wondering why we listen to odd music, that's just why we look for like the most creative people.
Yeah, no, totally. And I mean,
think it's a challenge to like really, instead of just saying, hey, that's too weird, I'm not going to listen to it, I kind of want to like dig deeper and figure out like
totally.
What their intention is.
No, absolutely.
It.
And that's something that's like really fun when you really have the urge to just dive in.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about tattoos a little bit.
Okay, tattoos. So Austin and I both have a good amount, not
if
a
you
ton.
You didn't know.
But we are planning on getting more.
Of course.
So we have American traditional tattoos, and we follow a ton. We have a list of artists, like, to be tattooed by.
Yeah, like a bucket list.
A bucket list. So I've been itching to get tattooed by Joshua Marks, and he's in L.A.
He does, like, really bold, bright, traditional stuff.
Yes. So eventually when we visit our friends Madison and Alex, who are moving to L.A., I'll probably get a tattoo by him.
Yeah.
And so something I wanted to say really quick was, you know, if I saw Joshua Marks' picture of a tattoo, I would feel really bad, kind of like, I mean, with American traditional, all these pictures, like all these designs are kind of like original. I'm sure any artist could do them in their own like interpretation, but I would feel bad like showing another guy like this tattoo and having him. I would
totally.
Feel more genuine going out to LA. That's a good reason like why we travel so much. Like I would want to go to LA just to be tattooed by him.
I think the biggest advice we would give to anybody who's getting a tattoo, whether that be their first tattoo or they're looking for something specific, is like really take some time on Instagram or whatever platform and find somebody who matches up with your style, you know?
Right. So if you like black and white work, like find I don't know much about other styles, but like I would find somebody who specializes.
New traditional or like realistic stuff. Because, you know, I've had a lot of people that they're like, where do you go? I want to get this. And I know in my head that it's not
our
really
artist
the specialty.
Probably wouldn't enjoy doing that tattoo.
Exactly.
And
I mean, he
so
would do
he
it.
He might
but
not do the best job. If it's something that he doesn't really like doing, that person might not be the right fit for you.
Yeah, that's, I think that is something that like, This isn't really related, but that's something I always worry is like, you know, you're going to give somebody advice and they're going to kind of use it improperly and like come back to you and be like, dude, this sucks. Because I recently sold the A6500 and I'm so worried. I sold it to somebody we know and I'm so worried that they're going to misuse it or something and then come back to me and be like, dude, you sold me such a crappy camera.
Yeah, it's all about like, you got to know how to use your stuff.
Totally.
But you've gotten tattooed in New York City before at Rose Tattoo.
Yeah, it was a great shop. If you're watching this on YouTube, it's the this shark tattoo. I got it in 2016.
You got it on like your first trip ever to New York.
First trip to New York. It was crazy because we were spending 24 hours there. And one thing that shop does that's really funny is they'll put a pad, like a female product pad.
A feminine hygiene.
feminine hygiene product pad on your arm and just wrap that with Saran wrap and tape. And so, you know, the rest of the time we were in New York before we had to catch a bus back, I had this pink pad on my arm and I was all sweaty and dirty.
It probably looked really bizarre.
It probably did.
The lady who did that's very talented. Her name is Hillary Fisher White.
Yeah, super nice. We saw her another time we went to New York getting juice.
Yeah, we ran into her at a juice shop. But locally, we go to Tristan Bradshaw. He's in Denton, Texas.
Great guy.
Very solid work.
Totally.
Very friendly guy.
Nice guy.
I would highly recommend him.
We're in talks to possibly have him set up a little station at our wedding tattooing people.
Yes. So if you're coming to our wedding, family, be prepared. Like, there's going to be a tattoo artist, so be thinking about it.
Comment below if you want to come to our wedding.
No, but we're going to have a little flashy. I'm going to have him design a couple things.
Yeah.
Relatively small. And then it's going to be totally free to the people attending our wedding. I'm going to encourage them to tip. But
yeah,
hopefully that's a neat add-on.
No,
you don't really see that a lot at weddings.
Yeah, no, I think that'll be super cool.
Marriage is permanent. Why not get a tattoo too?
Yeah, there you go. Jinx.
No, you go.
So, I want to talk about our scandalous New York story and why we chose not to move to New York, because this all kind of developed over the course of one day. Why we were set on moving to New York, 100% set on it.
Can I say something? So, a lot of people, you guys know, like, we go to New York probably the most on vacation. And for a while, it was because, first off, I'm obsessed with New York City. Mm-hmm. Obsessed. I love it so much. But we were planning on moving there. So we kind of wanted to go a lot to get the vibe. But this one day kind of just ruined it all for us.
I know. So it started with, we were riding in an Uber and we were making conversation. He was a super nice guy. He was talking to me about cameras. He had some Fuji stuff. But he was just saying that, like, how much of a struggle it was just to be able to maintain, just to be able to, you know, pay rent. And, you know, it's not like he was even living in the best area.
He wasn't living in the city. He was living, like,
yeah,
maybe even in New Jersey. I don't know.
It was, like, Staten Island or something like that. Yeah.
But it was just kind of heartbreaking. And
it was.
I was just thinking, like, I would much rather live in DFW where we can actually pay our rent and live comfortably. Thank
yeah.
you for being cheap, South. But I wouldn't want, like, to work two jobs each, never have time for each other, live in this tiny
yeah.
apartment. I love you so much.
Aww.
That I want to, like, maximize. Oh, angry bird.
Hey, buddy.
There's like an angry bird over here. I hope he doesn't attack us on camera.
We're going to get attacked one of these days.
But anyways, like, I want to maximize our free time and the ability to do our business freelance. And it's possible in New York.
Yeah.
It's a great place for creatives.
Totally.
But
I feel like we would get really, like, fatigued and sad there. And it would be hard to start a business.
I think we're going to play it safe. And we're staying in Dallas. But
we're
something
staying
else
in Dallas.
Happened.
Yeah, so
I confirmed that.
That yeah, that was just the beginning. We were kind of, it planted the seed in my mind, in our minds, like, do we really want to live there? But then we had just ridden the Staten Island ferry, and then we were we were just on our penny boards going through South Manhattan.
We were here. Okay, hold on. Let's step back. This was another trip where we were here for 24 hours. No hotel. We were just spending time there.
Yeah.
So we rode the Staten Island Ferry at like 2 a.m.
It was very late.
And so when we got off, it was about 3 a.m. On a Friday night, people were out and about on date nights and whatnot. But it was 3 a.m., South Manhattan, and just Austin and I walking through the city.
But we were, you know, we were like euphoric. We were on our penny boards.
We were so happy.
We were so happy because the Staten Island Ferry, if you haven't ridden it, it's gorgeous. It's free. You get a great view of the city. It's just like a nice little, you know, detour. And it runs 24 hours. So, I mean, you can do it at any time. But, yeah, I mean, we were euphoric. We were skateboarding through, like, this area of Manhattan, and we came up to the Oculus, which is this, like, subway station slash mall that we've never actually been inside, but we've seen it a lot. And I was like, let me get a time lapse of it.
Right. Okay. So you're sitting down. Me and you are like, it's so romantic. 3 a.m, New York City. We're just sitting on a curb getting a time lapse of the clouds. Mm-hmm. And these two guys dressed in all black walk up. Well, they walk past us.
They walk by, yeah.
And I hear this man say, if I had it my way, I would shoot you both in the face.
And, like, we both just did kind of a double take. And, like, we thought they were just having a conversation. You're like, geez, dude. Like, that's heavy.
And then I saw him kind of, like, turn around. And I just kind of mumbled to Austin, like, mind your business. Stay calm. Don't interfere with him. Yeah. Like, he's just messing with us. So the dude turns around, walks directly up to us, puts his hand in his backpack like he's reaching for a gun, and says, I'm not joking. Like, I'm going to shoot both of you in the face.
What was my response to that?
You said, whoa, take it easy.
I said, take it easy. My voice is, like, shaking. I'm like, take it easy, man. But yeah, no, it was terrifying. And, you know, we ultimately just walked away. And, like, I think that they were just kind of, like, playing a joke on us. But
we had a lot of expensive equipment. And, I mean, we were at B&H the last time we were in New York. And our sales associate told us that he got held up by gunpoint at the subway.
Sweetest guy in the world.
So we could have gotten all our, like, equipment taken from us. We had no hotel.
Yeah.
So it's probably, like, no more 24-hour trips to New York City.
Basically.
That was irresponsible of us, but
the first time we did it, it was fun. The second time we didn't make it. We had to get a mega bus back early, and we were just, like, so, like, shook from that encounter.
So.
But,
I remember, like, me and you literally skateboarding as fast as we can. None of the subways were open.
Yeah, they were closed for some reason. We had to go.
We were skateboarding so fast to Times Square because I know that's where,
that,
like,
Starbucks
it's lit,
is open.
The Starbucks, there's people, we're safe. And I remember sitting down in the middle of Times Square at, like, 3 or 4 in the morning. It's empty. And I remember just, like, kind of tearing up, scared.
Yeah. Well, Times Square sucks.
Yeah,
it's I want to tear up every time I go.
No, it's not that cool. It's all right if you're going for the first time. But I remember kind of tearing up and thinking, like, I just want to go home to Texas. I don't want to live here. I don't want to struggle. I don't want to have rats in my apartment. Not to say that, like, New York's gross or
no
anything.
No judgment.
It's just really expensive. And I figured we can just go on vacation.
Yeah.
Whenever we want. We can live our happy little lives in New York City on vacation.
Totally. But, well, and I grappled a lot with, like, are we taking the easy way out? Like, are we going to regret not moving to New York? And I really don't think we will, because, like, you know, we're talking about moving to Dallas, and we have, like, the perfect type of space picked out.
Yeah, we're working with an agent, an apartment agent. He's so nice. What is his name?
Oh,
it's like
Chester,
Nick,
Aaron, McDonald. I don't know.
Okay, well, he's super nice, and we've already looked at some places.
Yeah.
And so we have a great idea, and it's like we could get this dream New York City apartment in Dallas for 1/3 of the cost.
I know. No, I seriously. And, you know, it's a much better place to start our business. And I think we're really starting to, like, just now thrive here. And I think it's only going to get better when we're able to move closer to Dallas, closer to the city.
Just saying. I've had a couple high-end clients reach out to us. And I think that in a year or two, I think Dallas would be a great base for us.
Totally.
I think that's where most of the work we'd be doing is in Dallas.
Well, and I mean, it'd be cool to travel some on the job, you know, we're traveling to Plymouth, Michigan in July for a wedding, and it would be cool to, you know, like, go shoot a doc or, you know, shoot weddings across the country. I would absolutely love that.
We're just making the right moves, playing the right moves.
Yeah.
So we can live a really cool life.
That's what it's about.
So, you know, I wouldn't want to move to New York. Even, like, the people we follow on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
they've moved to New York once, failed, came back, and then moved again.
It happens a lot. And, you know, I've heard people just getting, like, fatigued of the grind there, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like there are a lot of people there that are so just fatigued. But, you know, I love it. I love going. I love the city. Let's talk about some of our favorite places to travel.
Okay, well, clearly my favorite place in the whole world. And we've been
to
Tulsa, Oklahoma. We've been to enough places in the U.S.
Yeah.
So we're going to Europe later this year.
That'll be interesting.
But in the U.S., like, I've seen enough places to fully determined that New York City is my favorite place in the whole entire world. I love it so much.
What's your favorite area in New York?
My favorite area in New York is Greenwich Village.
Absolutely.
It's so progressive and positive and happy, and all the girls are dressed really cute, and there's tulips everywhere, and yeah, people are just, it's amazing.
Well, go watch, if you're watching this, if you have access to YouTube, watch my, like, vintage lens video, because we filmed that all in Greenwich Village, and I just felt like every corner you looked, there was something aesthetically pleasing. There's something pretty.
You go to the West Side Highway, which isn't too far from there. Yeah. And you can see, like, just the Bay and New Jersey, and there's people running, and there's little kids with their puppies eating lollipops. Like, it's just the happiest place. I don't know why people say New York is, like, it's gross, it's dirty, the people are mean. Like, New York is the happiest. Like, it brings me pure joy to go to New York City.
Yeah, no, there are parts of New York that are just so gorgeous. I think that, you know, early in our relationship, I think that, and we hadn't traveled as much. I didn't travel a whole lot before we started dating, but we went to New York, and we both kind of agreed that that was our favorite place. But now
I painted this picture for Austin.
You did.
I hyped him up for New York City, but then we go to San Francisco.
Oh, and my gosh.
That's Austin.
San Francisco is a beautiful city with beautiful people and beautiful dogs.
Oh, a lot of beautiful dogs.
There's some great dogs in San Francisco.
It smells funky in San Francisco.
No, it doesn't.
Funky, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
It's very, like, chill in San Francisco. People are checked out.
Yeah, no, it's great. Like, there's a lot of natural beauty in that area, and I think that the weather is just perfect, and the city is, like, you know, it's historic. It has so many attractions. It's just, it's wonderful. We spent Christmas Day this year in Chinatown. We ate at Chinatown, and it was just, I love Chinatown in San Francisco. It's amazing.
That was a crazy feeling. Christmas Day last year.
I loved it. Chinatown gets packed on Christmas Day.
I know. It's like all the single people who, like, don't visit their families.
That's where the cool people go.
They're just all eating, like, Chinese food on Christmas.
Let me tell you, that is the best Christmas meal I've ever had. It was great.
Yeah, except we ordered two plates of noodles, and they thought we were sharing. So we shared one meal, and I left hungry. But
yeah, it was packed, so we didn't want to tell them, like, hey, you messed up.
Yeah, we had hot tea, like, in a tea kettle, and they poured it for us. It was so, like, what you would imagine.
I hate holiday food, so it was a welcome change for me.
Yeah, it was magical. I like San Francisco a lot. It's gorgeous, but my thing is, like, you have to be physically fit to live there because it's so hilly and everything is like a hike. If you want to go to the beach, you have to hike down there.
Yeah.
And there's just so many active people there. Yeah. Like, there's not very many cars, honestly. There's not a lot of traffic.
That's the way it should be in really densely populated areas. I think the biggest thing about San Francisco is just how expensive it is. It's like,
it's the number one most expensive city
in
the country. We talked
to more Ubers in San Francisco, and it was very similar in that, like, they're just a little bit beaten down by how much they're paying for rent.
Yes.
But it's a great place. Land's End was gorgeous. You remember that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I also really, really like Boston. We've been to Boston a few times because Kristen has some family with a place for us to stay there. So we really love to travel to Boston. It's another beautiful city.
I like Boston a lot better than San Francisco. I'd rather live there. Boston is a clean...
Yeah.
People are also, like, people in Boston have tempers.
They do.
Really? Oh, okay. Yeah, they do. I've seen a couple people with tempers, but for the most part, it's like a big, it reminds me of kind of like a big Fort Worth, maybe not big Fort
Just
Worth.
Like the fact that, like, you, it's calm. Like, you're going around the city and you just feel calm.
Clean,
you're not stressed
it's
out.
It's landscaped. There's a ton of families. There's a ton of parks.
Great
it's
restaurants.
Good restaurants. It's like not overwhelming and it's not underwhelming. It's just like an average, like, good city to go to.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you're right by the ocean, which is great. I feel like the air there is incredible. Like, just the feeling right now of being in Texas, just like the general feeling I get by the atmosphere here is awful. It's like 105 degrees and it's super humid. I feel like I'm, you know, getting sunburned, getting sweaty. My laptop is like reflecting the sun at me.
The highways. But,
yeah, in Boston, like, you've got the ocean breeze. Like,
yeah, you
that's
feel
nice.
The wind. But, you know, we've never been in the winter, so.
Yeah, we should definitely qualify it. We've been both times in August, that period of time. So, yeah. On my bucket list of travel, I think number one is Japan, though.
Japan.
I'm pumped for Japan.
So, now that me and Austin are a little more settled down, a little more like, I don't want to be like, oh, we're financially stable or anything, but, you know, like, we've seen our places. I think we're finally ready to, like, travel out of the country.
Yeah.
This year we're going to Paris for a honeymoon. So I kind of want to go internationally once a year from here on out.
Yeah.
And Austin's big trip next year is Japan. We're going to Japan.
I'm ready for some culture shock, but I mean, I think like, it's just a super crazy place. It just seems like Tokyo specifically just seems like this like utopia to me. It's crazy.
But,
it's huge and there's so many lights and people.
Podcast number one, where we were in front of the yellow Airbnb that we had, the owners of that, they were Japanese people and they were giving us some advice.
Yeah.
So I'm actually really excited. I want to, like, go to some hot springs.
Yeah.
Eat some good food.
I do think the Tokyo area is, like, extremely dense in population, though.
I'm ready for it. So, at some point next year, expect that from us.
Yeah. It seems like, you know how we said that Boston isn't very stressful? I think Japan is, like, very high stress for us.
Yeah.
But sometimes we need that.
You want some culture shock, but I think that might be easier from my 2020 trip?
2020.
So my big trip, Austin gets his trip next year. My big trip is going to be India.
Yes.
So
that
everybody
one.
Is like, don't go. Don't go to India. Like, it's dangerous. But that's where I want to go in 2020.
Yeah, I think that'll be really fascinating.
I want to ride a camel in the desert. I want to ride an elephant. I'm going to get sick. I'm going to get food poisoning, and we're going to be stuck there.
We probably do have to get vaccinated before we go, right?
Yeah, there's probably all kinds of requirements.
I've never been out of the country, so, I mean, I don't even know. Okay, so you may be wondering, if you're watching the video portion on YouTube, why there's no more video.
Our laptop overheated, and now we're finishing up in the studio.
So, yeah, we're still learning a lot. I have a sunburn to show for it. Maybe we shouldn't shoot in 105-degree direct sunlight. Yeah, it's still a work in progress. But hey, let us know what you think of the Ocular Pop podcast. We're now available on most major podcasting sites. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time.